Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. And the Bible says that, and suddenly, are you with me on this? And suddenly there was a sound as a rushing mighty wind, a sonic boom, hit the room where they were. And the whole place, cloven tongues of fire, divided tongues, lit on each individual person. And they all began to speak with other tongues. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with unknown tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Shikaraboko, stele de kista, rondele de boko satara halidista, roshe ke de boko sandaraboko ste. God, I thank you for cloven tongues of fire in this room. Hisha karaboko ste, rondele de boko sataraboko shitaraboko ste, harialedebo kosti karahalidista. We're not doing this for other people. This is building ourselves up in our most holy faith. God, I thank you for the sonic boom to hit our lives. God, I thank you for miracles tonight. God, I thank you that the work you've started, you're faithful to complete under the day of Christ Jesus. And God, we thank you for that. We praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a hand, will you? I'll tell you, so much of the world has gotten into the church and made what we just did funky and weird. Let me tell you, it's normal in church. Go to the second chapter of Acts and just read it and read it and reread it. And I'll tell you why. God wants to restore us back as if we'd never sinned. He wants to put us in a place that no matter what's going on in our life or where we've been or what we've been about, everything tonight goes brand new. Everything. No guilt, no shame, no unforgiveness, no pettiness, no jealousy, no envy, no pride, no strife, no depression, zero. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, hey, grab a seat, will you? Welcome to Guts. I want you to write a few things down tonight. I want you to write this down, that miracles in our lives, listen, they restore us and our situation back to God's intent. Miracles restore us to where God intended us to be. Miracles restored us, our situations, turns things around. Let me tell you, the promise of God is that all things work together for good for those who love God, for those called according to his purpose. It's that simple. They restore us, our situations, to God's intent for our lives. In our health, in our abundance, fulfilling our assignment. Man, God has an assignment for us on this earth. I believe it's a daily assignment. I believe it's with each individual person that we come in contact with, but also generally in our lives. I mean, what God's doing, there's an assignment that's on our lives. And see, every one of us are called according to his purpose in our lives. But listen, we all have a function in ministry, every one of us. And there's two sides to the coin of the functionality of the ministry God's called us to. There's the overt side of it, which is displayed in power. And then there's the covert side of it, now listen, that's displayed in wisdom. See, the ministry call on each of our lives, each of them carry power and wisdom. And wisdom, listen, gives you a word in season. Wisdom puts you in a place that no matter if you're knocked off your feet, you get back up and you've got a ready answer to whatever situation there is. You know, we've all suffered those situations. But see, what wisdom does is it drives a stake in God's promise in our lives. Whether it's a loved one that might have illness or sickness or disease, somebody going through something. See, we have to understand, God hasn't given us a spirit of cowardice, meaning we're not backing down from anything. No matter what tries to engage in our life, I have the choice whether I allow it to engage or not. No matter what. And the miracle-working power of God, listen, it brings wisdom to our lives. Man, we think about the power. We think about the overt side. But you know, there's a covert side, and it's wisdom. And through this, I'm telling you, God's showing me and expanding my understanding of the personality of His Holy Spirit that operates in my life, that operates in this church. I'll tell you, this church is immersed in the wisdom of God. The principal thing, remember Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. God said, what's one thing you want? He said, wisdom and understanding. See, we're walking around thinking, man, I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening. No, I understand. The world's fallen. I understand. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But and the amazing thing is the next word in that verse is, but, which eliminates everything else that was said prior to that. I've come to give you life and life more abundant. See, that's the wisdom of God that takes over, that killing, stealing, destroying, mayhem, and chaos. Let me tell you, the word's working in us. We're built for chaos. The Holy Spirit's alive in our lives. We're built for mayhem. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. Though I'm pressed from every side, I receive no pressure in my heart. Man, the world is going to cut. As long as there's Christians on this earth, there's going to be spiritual tension. And let me just tell you, the world's oblivious to most of it. But see, we're not. Why? The wisdom that God gives us. To see through things, to see things as they truly are. Because see, wisdom accesses a lifestyle God intended us to live. See, we think about the miracles. We think about the overt miracles. We think about dramatic healing. Love it. But let me tell you, the covert side of miracles, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of above. Oh my gosh. Man, you think about it. Man, the power is a given. But you think about the wisdom, just the wisdom of these 60 days. Man, God calling you to pray. God showing you, rightly dividing the word for your life so that it's digestible, so that you can take it in. You think about that wisdom. Man, we're all looking for the pyrotechnics and the fireworks and everything that go off when we think revival. But wait, what if this is just wisdom that gets us through this age? Wisdom that gets us through everything the world's trying to navigate right now. See, but we understand that there's something in our lives that attracts miracles. And I'll tell you what it is. It's bold preaching. And I'm not just talking about bold public speaking preaching. I'm talking about the bold proclamations you make in your life. If nothing else, I believe backs are being healed. I believe marriages are being restored. But listen, I also believe major doses of wisdom are lighting on every person in this place, liberally and without reproach. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, just ask of God. He'll give it to you liberally. Man, there's a reason God gave us the innate ability to pray in an unknown tongue. Man, I can misplace. I can lose my car keys. I can lose my wallet. I can't lose the Holy Spirit in my life now. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I can't. He's always going to be with me, no matter what. And see, we have to look at our lives and we have to realize that, wait a second, revival in my life is heavenly wisdom pouring into my life. Listen, liberally and without reproach. Liberally, God's not holding it back because you made mistakes. The Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask of God who gives it liberally without reproach. Man, think about that. Think about the bold proclamation that you haven't professed, that miracle's just chomping at the bit. Man, I'll tell you, it's like that racehorse in that gate. That gate fire is open. That when you proclaim God's promise, that gate fire is open. Do you understand? The world can't hold God back. Man, everything, let me just tell you, every bit of evil on earth is cowering, hoping we don't wake up. Hoping, because the world awaits the appearance and the unveiling of the sons of God. People that are going to speak the language of heaven into their lives. Man, train up a child in the way he should go. 35 years ago today, Sandy birthed Taylor, our son. But listen, every day she's laid hands on him. Every day she's prayed for him. God, did Taylor fulfill your purpose on this earth? Did you marry the right person? Man, the right person's about to bear her fourth child, even though one was a freebie. But see, we look at our lives now. Do you think this stuff just happens? Man, I'll tell you, I can't tell you how proud I am of William Taylor Shear. I'm not kidding. I have no idea what it was like for him to have been raised, surrounded by godly people, but listen, his life being on display. And you know what? How proud I am. He's sitting on the front row tonight and every night. Man, what God's doing, this is about bold proclamation. That's what revival is in our lives. Man, your miracle is waiting, just waiting for that bell to go off and that gate to release. Man, God's not laying back on his heels. He's rolled up on the balls of his feet. In Mark 16, 14, and Jesus appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. And now listen, and it's, we have to receive this next phrase to heart because this is the launching pad. He rebuked their unbelief, listen, and hardness of heart. Man, the people that I want to be around in my life, their hearts aren't hardened. I've got a couple dear friends in ministry right now that have gone through things the last few years, and you know what I've realized? Man, their hearts have hardened. It's troubling. But Jesus rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they didn't believe those who had seen him after he'd risen. Man, how many people are rolling their eyes when we mention the word revival? It's not a contemporary term. It's not a trendy term. We're not patterning this after any revival that's ever happened in America. We're just being obedient to the prophet of God. Pastor Sandy and I bore witness with 60 days of revival. Man, I just got another word today. and it was translated via text. What God's doing. And let me just tell you, I'm incredibly excited. Yeah, but the weather turned. Do you think that snuck up on God? No. If I have to walk here, that's what I'm going to do. Because I know my God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above what whatever I could ask or think. But it's according to the power that works in me. The bold proclamation, Jesus rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, and then he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. See, at some point in these 60 days, that's going to happen in this church. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who doesn't believe will be condemned. I'm telling you, we're here to be convincing, but we've got to let the chips fall. It troubles me that most of the church's friends outside the church don't know how invaluable the Spirit of God is in our lives and the new birth is for all of us. And then he said, look, go into all the world and preach because these signs will follow those who believe. Man, it's not going to happen just because we want it to happen. They'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. If they touch any deadly thing, it won't harm them. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. How did that happen? It happened from bold proclamation where Jesus said, look, he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. And then he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Man, don't leave anybody out. Don't look at their faces when you're preaching to them. Don't expect for them to like it. Acts, the fourth chapter. And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, the boldness, what had just happened to them? They had just been filled with the Holy Spirit. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived them unlearned and ignorant men, look, ill-equipped to do what God had called them to do. These were Sadducees and Pharisees that saw that they had, man, they realized, oh my gosh, these suckers have been with Jesus. Why? Because they saw their boldness. They marveled and took knowledge of them that they realized they'd been with Jesus. And then they said, and they couldn't say anything about them because of what happened with them. Man, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, 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 look at me, in the name of Jesus. Hey, what can I do for you? Hey, how about $1 million? Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, in the kingdom, that's a silver bullet right there. In the name of Jesus, do you understand? Everything has to cower to the name of Jesus. Everything has to bow. Everything has to confess the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, I'll go back and go old school with you. The world is tipping and is about ready to cry uncle because the sons and daughters of God are about to appear right before them, right in front of them. We're not going to hold back anymore. Why? There's the overt side, the power side. There's the covert side that's the wisdom. Man, you think about wisdom from above. If wisdom came into your home, if wisdom came into your office, into your workplace, man, each of them bring such an unfair supernatural advantage to everything in our lives. man, that we wake up to it. Man, the press operate in those coaches' meetings when the wisdom from above, man, that covert side of his ministry. Oh my gosh, it'd be amazing. Man, we're all looking, let me tell you, I love the dynamic side. I love the power side, the overt side, but the covert side, the wisdom side of God, the principal thing.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.